Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The golden age of America has only just begun.
Veterans will suffer.
It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before.
Friday night, Pentagon purge.
President Trump has just fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Truly unprecedented.
We take good care of our veterans.
Veterans are being fired.
We've been betrayed.
Absolutely betrayed.
A slap in the face.
I feel let down.
I feel like I'm not good enough.
We love our veterans.
The president refer to them as suckers and losers.
We're not losers. We're not suckers.
We care about veterans. But at the same time, we have a fiscal responsibility to use taxpayer dollars to pay people that actually work.
We don't deserve to be treated like this.
Perhaps they're not fit to have a job at this moment.
These people are brave, patriotic Americans that go to work every single day.
We have hundreds of thousands of federal workers who have not been showing up to work.
I put myself in harm's way for the country.
Put our whole entire life into public service, and all of a sudden, one man comes in and throws it all away.
Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight.
If Elon Musk does what he wants to do, between 200,000 to 300,000 veterans are fired this year.
Any federal bureaucrat who resists this change will be removed from office immediately.
Veterans make up 30% of the federal workforce.
Combat veterans, it's your neighbors. We want to work hard. We want to help you.
These warriors who shed their blood.
The Department of Veterans Affairs dismissing more than 1,400 probationary workers.
Can you guarantee the veterans' benefits and care will not be affected by these cuts?
No, I can't guarantee anything.
I just feel like I've just been swept up in a dustpan and thrown out. I voted for Trump. A lot of us didn't deserve it.
Oh! Oh, no. It's finally, percolating to the top of the mug. You can see the cream of the crop is, being skimmed off, right? In favor of what? What? What do you think will replace the VA? Now, I mean, I know that I've been watching this attack on the Veterans Administration for a really long time and told you the other day that the records show that there were canceled VA contracts, and that included burial services for veterans. Do you remember that? And people were like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I said, this is true. It was in the Washington Post. The VA leadership was told through a guidance that 875 contracts as part of the government-wide effort to cut costs by Elon Musk, who, by the way, he's such a good engineer. He blew up another Starship yesterday. Did you see that? This one, it caused all the air traffic over Miami, to stop, Fort Lauderdale, to stop because of the debris that was falling out of the sky. I mean, it's very pretty, the debris, I have to say. It's isn't it? It's really...
I was just about to say, or I was at least thinking to myself that it was really spectacular.
It is.
You know?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's just, wow. I just, if I had to be a fan of Elon's, I would be a fan of his debris, the cosmic debris.
Can I see this administration blow up in such a spectacular fashion? Can I get that?
It's a Frank Zappa song. I just, everything with me is a song or a movie. But okay, cosmic debris is what it is. It's beautiful. What did you say?
I'm hoping the administration explodes in such a spectacular fashion, rains down upon
rains
the American
down
people.
Well, it is raining down upon the American people, but in the same way. I mean, it's the result of a negative, effort. So Donald Trump is blowing up the government the same way that Elon Musk blew up another Starship. And I don't know how many, grants and loans and government, largesse we keep giving to the man who blows up one after the other, after the other, after the other of his crafts, his spacecrafts. I mean, if NASA was doing this, Bill Nelson would be called to the Oversight Committee. What's his name? James Comer and Marjorie Taylor Greene would be just excoriating him about, why do your rocket ships keep exploding. And how in the world are we supposed to be paying for this, Mr. Man? It didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle orbit. But if it's Elon that's doing it, it's like, no problem. Just give him another contract. Let him try again and again and again and again. And, oh, by the way, you know, if anybody wants to investigate, you know, the amount of cosmic debris and, you know, make him actually tell you what he's doing about it, well, then we'll just disband that particular agency in the government. So, you know, no oversight for you. But anyway, this is becoming a theme now. The thing that I think is starting to become apparent to people is that I wasn't kidding when I told you that the veterans were getting their burial contracts canceled and that 875 other contracts that had a lot to do with medical, had a lot to do with, you know, getting in to see a physician, professional services, right? Executive support, coaching, training, PTSD, counseling. They fired so many people. There is nobody manning the, are you ready for it? The suicide hotline. Can you imagine this? You're suicidal and you're on hold for what? What is the average wait time that we explored yesterday with the day before with Social Security? 120 minutes to talk to somebody and to process a claim was about a year. About a year for disability. For disability. You know, so now there's nobody there to answer your call when you're literally at your wit's end, at your absolute worst emotional, you know, state. There's nobody to talk to anymore. And, you know, Donald Trump is very pleased with Elon Musk. He just thinks he's doing a wonderful job. And people are starting to say, wait a minute, what? The veterans, the VA?
Not the veterans.
Yes.
Not the VA.
Yes.
What is going on?
Yes.
Well, we said it before we went live here. This is a unique bull, right? I mean, it is outrageous. It is despicable and it's predictable. We knew they were coming for the VA and they've been working their way down the federal government. It started with generals. You know, then they got to trans people. Now they've come for veterans. They're going to come for teachers. And veterans hold a very sacred space in this country. And I think what they're failing to appreciate is 83,000 people who are laid off are going to be 83,000 pissed off Americans who start protesting and start pushing back and start organizing. And really, I think what's going to happen here is the patriotic purge from the Pentagon to the FBI is going to become a very important core of the opposition, a patriotic, nonpartisan group of people who want to serve their country and think this is wrong, especially the way it's gone down. Mm-hmm. Right? It's one thing to fire people, but to fire 83,000 people who are many of which are veterans like you don't care. And to treat them so disrespectfully, that's where I think they're really crossing a line that's going to come back to bite them.
This would be that's Paul Rykoff, who I've known for 20 years now. He's a wonderful human being. He's just an exceptionally good person. He back in the day when we were protesting against the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, he had the Iraq and Afghanistan Vets Against the War. That's how he started organizing back in the day. And he's seen it all the way through. All the way through the end of the wars and now cares for the veterans who actually showed up for those wars. Those veterans have an inordinate amount of PTSD. Those veterans have an inordinate amount of, traumatic brain injuries, things of that nature. And now, you know, those veterans are me. You know what I mean? Well, they're our age now. And, you know, now they're going to cut them off at the knees, right? And tell them, no, there is no VA care for you. There's no cancer services. There's no doctors. There's no burial. There's no all those benefits that we promised you. We're reneging. We're saying no. And the best that we could do is maybe we'll find a way. Hang on, everybody, to privatize it. And then if you can afford it, maybe you'll get some care. This is another, not a bug, but a feature of what is going on here today. What Donald Trump's wet dream for this country is everything is privatized. Everything is for profit. Everything is a deal. Everything is a negotiation. Everything.